This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora whānau, a very appropriate ad there to precede the show. Welcome back to the seventh episode of Ready, Steady, Vote, the radio program that is getting Masterton ready to make their decisions about our elected members in the upcoming local government elections. So today is 3 days. We are 3 days before the 19th of September, which is 132 years ago, the day that the Electoral Act was signed into law, giving New Zealand women the right to vote. So today we will be talking to Kelly Garmondsway, who is going to go into more detail about women's suffrage. And then following our chat with Kelly, we will be talking a bit more about the different ways that you can vote and how to find the places to return your votes. So we will now give Kelly a call.
Afternoon.
Hello, Kelly. This is Bella calling from the Ready, Steady, Vote radio show, and I have let our listeners know that you're going to be speaking to us today a little bit more about women's suffrage. I'll just let them know who you are. Kelly is has been working in public service for close to 15 years. She has been a union representative on and off since the mid-90s and has led gender equality-related bargaining claims in an effort to achieve both equal pay and opportunities for women in her workplace. Kelly is one of the team of many people who are organising the Women's Day of Action this Saturday at the Town Hall Square, and she's here to talk to us today a little bit more about women's suffrage. So welcome to the show, Kelly, and thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
So I thought that we could maybe talk a little bit more about the 1893 petition to Parliament, which was signed by hundreds of women from Masterton, and what was happening at that time and what that looked like and whether you can shed any light on that.
Yeah, sure. Actually, it was signed by 607 women from the Wairarapa, to be precise. They stretched all the way from Pahiatua to Martinborough. And just thinking about the day that they were living in, the culture that we had in New Zealand at the time, it was a very patriarchal society. So these women typically lived under the strict guidance, if we call it that, of their father or their husband. And they didn't get to express their views. They got to express the family views. They got to express their father's views, their husband's views. So the idea that 607 people from the Wairarapa would step outside of that framework, knowing that there could be implications for them and their families and the scandal it would create if they were to write their name down publicly and say, I demand a voice in Parliament. It requires a level of bravery and courage that you and I have probably never had to have, Bella. That small act is really quite a remarkable one for any woman in that day and age to have achieved. And what came of it, of course, was even more remarkable, and it set you and I up for a really great sense of opportunity in our future and our children and our grandchildren's future.
Absolutely. I mean, we're encouraging everyone to use their voices today and make their vote, because those 24,000 women, I believe, nationally are the ones who mm-hmm. were, yeah, as you say, brave enough to potentially put a target on their own backs and say that this is what they wanted. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I read on the website was that of those sort of 24,000 around there women who signed, that was onto 500 individual sheets that when they were glued together, they formed a roll that was 270 metres long, which was then taken to Parliament, which would have been quite a sight, I imagine.
Yes, absolutely. And it's funny because we know that there were 24,000 signatories on the main petition, but there were 12 other smaller petitions circulating at the time, and the estimates are actually at 30 to 32,000. So if you think how long that roll was with 24,000, add another 25% onto that and think about how long that would make it. It was quite a huge thing, and I imagine it was a sight to behold.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know there had been a few, previous attempts, even the year before, of petitions to Parliament and things that had looked like maybe they had legs and then fallen over. That's 1893 that they get the vote and then get to enrol and vote that same year.
They actually voted a little over a week later. So the right to vote was granted to them on the 19th of September, and they voted on the 28th of September. So one of the really interesting things about it was there was between 109 and 120,000 voting age women in New Zealand. You can imagine how big that petition really was, because it was signed by around 25% of them, and there was a 90% turnout on voting day for all of the voting age women. So while only 25% of them had the courage to sign that petition, and again, that's a huge amount when we think about the day and age, you can see how many women really wanted to vote. They needed those women to stick up for them. A 90% turnout was it's a really great number, and it's something that you don't often see on voting day.
No, absolutely. We would dream of those numbers now. Getting 90%, that's incredible. And obviously, indicative of just the strength of the feeling and the desire among women of the time to vote.
Absolutely. And it's really great to see that they got their voice. Some of them may have had it earlier. There were a couple of ways that they could have gone about it. So there was a near miss, a couple of attempts prior to give all women who paid rates the right to vote. Mm-hmm. But there was one holdout because he said it's either all or nothing. So because not all women were getting the right to vote, he voted against it because he wanted all women to have the right to vote. So women may have been able to vote prior to that, but for one particular holdout who said, no, it's either all or nothing. And as you know, that you can actually, in the grand scheme of things, you can have a small number of people or a more conservative approach adopted first and then widen it when the threat response wears off. Mm-hmm. But they chose to do it this way, 1893, and it became a remarkably popular idea among women after that.
Mm. Yeah, and I guess that's the other thing, is having to try and find sympathetic people within government who will take your petition and who will raise it, because, you know, women couldn't vote. They certainly weren't standing for Parliament. And in fact, even though they were given the vote in 1893, they couldn't stand for Parliament until 1919. You're kind of looking for someone in the system already to support your cause.
I think that happens with everything, Bella. It's a thing that we don't necessarily acknowledge very well at all, not in the suffrage movement and not in a lot of other movements, is that we don't just need the people who are oppressed or held back or marginalised to stand up and say this is not okay. It's really important that they do, but we are always going to need change champions. And sometimes it's actually, it takes a lot of bravery for them too to put their head above the parapet and say, you know what, I agree with these people. It's not okay. I can't be a part of this naysaying gang. Mm. It takes a lot of courage for these people to do it too. There were a lot of men involved in the suffrage movement who supported it along the way. There was a huge gang of women. We remember Kate Sheppard, we think about Kate Sheppard, but it was actually moving already when Kate Sheppard came to New Zealand. Huge numbers, and huge numbers of men as well.
Yeah, because I think New Zealanders feel quite proud, probably, of that status as being the first place in the world to grant women the vote. And in fact, as you have mentioned, women who owned property could vote in other countries and things, but this kind of universal suffrage, I think we feel quite proud of that. But I wonder if you have any reflections on that and how we've kind of maintained that approach and into today, or whether we have.
Yeah, I do certainly have some reflections on that. So, in fact, I have a lot of reflections on that. I've got a lot of thoughts and feelings. But, you know, I just can I start with just a little bit about Kate Sheppard, because mm-hmm. it's really quite apt. She wrote a pamphlet called 10 Reasons Why the Woman of New Zealand Should Vote. That very first reason says, because a democratic government like New Zealand's operates on the principle that every competent adult person has an inherent right to a vote in the construction of laws which all must obey. Now, what's really interesting in that is that we have had to fight since we got the vote for our voice in the construction of those laws. That wasn't a one and done. That wasn't a now it's equal rights for all, because it's never really been the case. Mm-hmm. That was one hurdle we jumped. Then we moved further forward into the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. Women were still chattels. In fact, I think I remember mentioning to you personally, Bella, mm-hmm. was that my mother had to have permission from her father or husband to get a bank account in the 1970s. She wasn't allowed to do anything of that nature on her own. She was spat at on the street because she was a solo mother in front of her children. This was in the 1970s. In the 1990s, I received some pretty interesting treatment in the workplace. In the two noughties, I received equally interesting treatment in the workplace. And it's taken so long for the laws to catch up that we're not really seeing our voices being heard as quickly as it should be. And just as recently as this year, the government changed laws in such a manner that they intentionally removed our voice from the process. So we are a long, long way from being where we need to be. We are a long, long way from achieving equal rights. When a government can remove our voice from the process, that one thing that Kate Sheppard said, that top reason for us to vote, and then snigger about it, and then laugh, not even see it as a bad thing that they did, then we still need to stand up, and we still need to be saying it's not okay. And we still need to come together, women and all other people who think it's not okay, need to put their heads up and stand together and continue fighting for what we know is right and for what we know is good and inclusive in this country.
Mm-hmm. I guess taking a note from those original women who signed the petition to don't be afraid to put your head above the parapet and especially don't be afraid to exercise your right to vote, mm-hmm. which is what we're encouraging everybody to do in the next month. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. I'd just like to reiterate, I guess, that the Women's Day of Action will be taking place in the town square this Saturday from 11:30. There'll be lots mm-hmm. of great speakers. There will be a sausage sizzle. And generally, hopefully a celebratory atmosphere to celebrate what women have achieved, but also what is left yet to achieve.
Absolutely. If you think of it in three phases, we're looking back, we're celebrating how far we've come, we're looking at where we are now, and we're coming together to do what we need to do so that our daughters and our granddaughters have a better future.
Amazing. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Kelly. We will say goodbye to you now. We'll have a song from one of our staff members, and then we'll come back to talk a little bit more about how you can get involved with voting. So thank you very much, Kelly, and hopefully you'll see some of our listeners' friendly faces on Saturday.
Awesome.
Ka kite.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So that was Kelly. Thank you for speaking to us, Kelly. We will now have the song Radio Radio by Elvis Costello and the Attractions. This song was nominated by David Paris, who is our finance manager, and we will play that now.
Radio advised. Everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't wanna hear about it. It's only inches on the reel to reel. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. So you better listen to the voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice, cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were told.
That was Radio Radio by Elvis Costello, nominated by David Paris. And we are now back to talk a little bit more about voting and how you do that, because you will most likely have received your voting papers by now in an orange envelope to your mailbox. If you haven't seen them, keep an eye on the mail. And if you haven't received them by the 22nd of September, you'll need to come and see us to cast a special vote. But if you have got your papers, obviously you'll be opening those up, looking at the different elections that you can vote for. You'll have your candidate booklet, which will have their profile statements in it. And then if you're interested, you can also go and check out any candidate's social media. And they also have videos on our website and on our YouTube channel where they can talk a little bit more about what they think are the most important things coming up for Masterton. So those are some great ways to make your decisions. Once you've filled out your papers, you need to return them. So there's two ways you can do that. The first way is by putting it back in the post. There'll be a return envelope with them. You don't need a stamp. And you can return those to any of the post boxes in Masterton. So those can be found outside the Opaki Mini Mart, at the Reynolds Street Dairy, Paper Plus in town, and at the Kurupuni Post and Lotto Shop. So you can put them in the post. If you're deciding to do it that way, you need to make sure you've done it before the 7th of October. That's the last day that they can guarantee that anything posted will make it to the counting people in time. If you don't want to put it in the post and you'd prefer to return it to a ballot bin, you can do that as well. We have 9 bins. They are currently out at high profile, high foot traffic locations around Masterton. And they're really easy to spot because they are in fact spotty. And they'll have a big sign on the top of them that says vote here. So all you need to do is drop your voting papers back into one of those bins. Now, if you're trying to decide where you might like to vote, we've created a map and a guide for you. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to pull up the map on the screen here for those who are watching. Apologies for those who are listening. You'll be able to go and have a look at this yourselves on our Discover Fucker Audi Audi app. But I'll just switch over now. And here you can see a digital map where all of the bin locations are listed. And then under each location, we've also included information about things like whether or not there is a mobility park nearby, what the pathway to the entrance looks like, whether there are steps, whether there's ramps, what the entrance ways look like, whether or not there's people that you can speak to on site, and whether there are chairs and tables that you can sit at. It also has things like the opening hours of that location and then a number of photos showing you how to get into the location, so it's much easier to find your way. So if you're thinking about where you might want to vote and you're not too sure, you can use this map to help you figure out where might be best for you. So that map is available on our website. So it's either in a very plain Word document that you can download, and it's very simple to just read through, or you can get it on the Discover Whakaoriori app, which is free to download. It's for iPhones and Androids. And it's a really great way to be able to not only see the voting map, we also have free self-guided tours in there that will take you around our streams and teach you the history of those. There's also one for our public art, so you can learn more about who painted them and what they mean. And then what we've also put in there just recently is a map which shows you all of the free parking within Masterton CBD. So there's over 700 free parks within a 5 or 6 minute walk of the centre of town. So this is another way that we're trying to make it really easy for you to find those. So I would recommend downloading the Discover Whakaoriori app. If you search for that in the App Store and Google Play, that should come right up. And then if you already have the app, what you'll need to do is go down into the menu, look for the three dots at the corner, and then hit those and select Settings. In there, you'll be able to check for any updated content, and all of this new stuff will appear for you. So if you're looking for a bin location, you might just walk past one because it might be at the supermarket that you go to. But you can also look on our website or on the app for those locations. They'll also be listed in the booklet that you get with your candidate profiles. So those are just some of the ways that you can find a voting bin. If you are living rurally or you're based at the coast, we will be bringing a bin on a road trip. So those details are going to be decided this afternoon. So once we've decided exactly when we're coming and where we're going to, all of that will be put out via Anteno and sent out in an email so that if you're, say, at Castle Point, for example, you know when we're going to be there so you can drop your vote off to a bin. As always, what I would encourage our listeners to do is to share this information with your friends, with your whānau, at the dinner table, in the workplace. If you're thinking about elections, then we would really appreciate it if you tell the other people in your life about the elections as well, because we'd love to see an awesome turnout this year, and we're trying to make that as easy as possible by giving you as many places as possible to vote. For anyone who is interested, I will now read out the locations of the voting bins. So you can find these obviously at the council location. So that's Waiata House on Lincoln Road. That is at the Customer Service Centre on Queen Street and the Masterton District Library on Queen Street, and at the Trust House Recreation Centre on Dixon Street. Now, you can also find bins at the New World Supermarket, at Woolworths Supermarket, at Mitre 10 Mega, at the Warehouse, and at Solway Supermarket. And I'd also just like to say a really big thank you to all of those private businesses who have said yes to hosting a bin, because it is a responsibility and it can be, I guess, maybe an inconvenience. So we just really want to say thank you to them for letting us put our ballot bins in their stores. So that is probably it today. Not a long show, but an important show. When we think about the fact that there's just under a month left for you to get your votes in. So 12 noon on the 11th of October, that Saturday, is your final deadline, but we'd really encourage you to not leave it that late and return your votes to a ballot bin or to a postbox near you once you've had an opportunity to reflect and discuss and research and investigate the people that you can vote for. I'd also like to say thank you to Kelly for coming on the show and talking a little bit about women's suffrage. As I said, it's 132 years since women were given the right to vote. And so we would encourage all women, and in fact everybody, to get out and make the most of that in this election. So I think that's all for us. And I will say kakite, and we will be back in 2 weeks' time with our final episode, which will be all about special voting. So if you, as I said at the earlier in the program, if you don't receive your voting papers by the 22nd of September, you can come and see us to make a special vote. It's not difficult. It will take about 15 minutes. You may also need to do this if, for example, you lost your forms or you damaged your forms, if you're on the unpublished electoral roll, if your address is out of date. So there's lots of different reasons, but if you don't get your papers, please just come and see us or give us a call. It's really easy to do. And if, in fact, you can't come in to see us, then there is also a telephone dictation service available this year. All of the details for that are on our website, and that is a service that allows you to vote from home. So you can call 0800 666 040 anytime between 9 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. And they will be able to cast your vote for you over the phone. So those are kind of the key details for you to figure out how you're going to vote this year. And we would, as I say, encourage everybody to get out and do that as soon as you can. All right. Ciao.